Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Everybody, welcome to Comic Book Nation's Quick Save. I am Matt Aguilar, and I have the wonderful Mark Deschamps with me today to talk about Knuckles. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Going good, going good. As we were talking about before the stream even started, which, by the way, thank you for everyone joining us on the impromptu thing. We always love to keep people on their toes, doing these fun things all throughout the week. A couple of us are very excited, big Sonic fans here, and very excited to talk about this series. If you have not heard of it, Knuckles is obviously a spinoff of the popular Sonic movie franchise, which just delights me to say, which is, of course, a spinoff of the mega popular game franchise. And this is actually the first spinoff television series on Paramount Plus at the end of this week. But, you know, some very lucky people here got the chance to watch some episodes early and give you our impression on the series. Before we start, though, I gotta say, this is just one thing we gotta know. Mark, we'll start with you. Who is your favorite Sonic character, like, period, in the franchise?
That's a tough question. I mean, I'm a Blue Blur guy myself. I really love Sonic.
Good.
But I will say Knuckles was like the edge that got me to buy a Sega Genesis as a kid. Like, I had a Game Gear and the Sonic Happy Meals came out.
Yeah. At McDonald's,
and Sonic 3 wasn't on Game Gear. And so, like, I saw Knuckles. Knuckles was so cool, right? Like, in like 1994, like, Knuckles was a big deal. And I, you know, I said to my mom, I'm like, I kind of want a Genesis, and it was Sonic from there, and it was Knuckles from there. So Knuckles has a dear place in my heart.
Yeah. As a, you know, a double stack cart, fan myself, my first system was a Genesis. So I've always had a, love and affection for anything Sega. Just because that's where my video game, you know, story started. And Sonic was a huge part of that. I was always a fan of Tails, actually, was probably my favorite character before Knuckles. And then when, like, because there's, like, you know, there's, like, an AD and a BC. It's like before. So after Knuckles, though, it was over. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, Knuckles is, it just, I don't know what it is, right? It's the, you know, you get, like, the slightly edgy turtle, right? Like, even though Donatello's my favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Raphael, I understand, like, has a special place in people's hearts because he's the edgy one. And Knuckles was the edgy one, and he brought that little bit of fierceness to the franchise. So I adore Knuckles, and it was always one of those things where when we got the movie and it was, hey, Idris Elba is going to voice this character, I lost my mind, because also I'm a big, you know, who's not a big Idris Elba fan? and then when, like, you see how those two combine, and it's just, you know, it's just, I don't know. So it's one of those match made in heaven. So when we get a series that's announced, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. Honestly, it was going to be fun. And the movies have been really funny and kind of comedic based. But just Knuckles' power set and stuff is always really interesting. So I guess when we came into this, I didn't have much expectation other than, like, hey, I want to see more Knuckles. And you know, so far we'll get into, not obviously this is going to be a non-spoiler review, so don't worry, we're not going to go into, you know, a bunch of things. We might lightly touch on some things, but other than that, you're safe as far as that goes. But I kind of got what I wanted in a very, like, almost buddy cop comedy kind of way here. I guess, what did you feel? Number one, what was your expectation going into this, and then what did you feel about how the series kind of came out for you?
It was tough because going in, I didn't know what I wanted. Okay. I love the two Sonic movies. You know, they were both just such pleasant surprises, especially after there was the whole controversy with, you know, Ugly Sonic and everything. It was just such a nice surprise that first movie was as good as it was. So I just was happy that we were going to get more. And so I didn't know exactly what I wanted from this. And that kind of worked out because the series really plays against your expectations of what a Knuckles series is going to be. So I went in very low, I don't want to say low expectations, because Jeff Fowler has done such a great job building up this Sonic cinematic universe. It's funny because no one has really been successful with the cinematic universe outside of Marvel, but Sega of all companies is, like, pulling it off.
Yeah,
that's bizarre. It's weird to say, but Jeff Fowler has really established this world. And it was funny because the first episode of the show, it's really kind of like a warm blanket. Like, it's like, yeah, oh my God, here's Ben Schwartz as Sonic. Here's Colleen O'Shaughnessy as Tails. You know, here is Maddie. And, like, here's Green Hills. And it's just like, oh, I missed you. Like, I didn't realize how much I missed them. And it's only been, you know, 2 years. Right. But, like, I'm like, wow, you know, I've missed this world. And Wade, who I've been an Adam Pally fan since for a few years now, since the Mini Project, and I really liked him in the first two Sonic movies. I know he was comedic relief, but there's just something about him that's very charming. And I was, when I heard that he was going to be, like, the second lead of this show, I was really pumped for that. I'm like, you know what, that's great. Like, I'm totally up for seeing more Wade. But I wasn't expecting what we got, and that was a good thing.
Yeah, no, I think you make some great points. Cause I think, so for me, I feel like the best term is probably, I went in with a very open mind. I didn't know exactly what I wanted, and I didn't have low expectations. Like, I went in with high, I love this character, but I went in with, like, I just want to see what they do. And I'm hoping that it will click with me. And it very much did that first episode. And ironically, we can get into a couple of spoilers because they're in the trailer, which is great. Reminded me. So this whole sequence that you see right there, there's, like, a good chunk of this trailer. It's actually from the first episode. It's probably from the first, you know, 20 minutes. It's that whole interaction between them is just such a great way to start this thing. The whole thing with the house and Knuckles, and now, by the way, like, I'm gonna be quoting things like, you know, Chip. Like, those are like, those are there's a whole opening thing with Knuckles and Chips. That's fantastic. So like, it's just, there was, I laughed out loud multiple times throughout that entire first episode. And I think it does a really good job of, we talk about first episodes on the, all the time of Comic Nation, right? And how they're so important. And this one does such a good job of like setting the tone for the series, because it sets up both sides and you know exactly what this is. You have a good idea of what this is going to be as far as like the format. And then they twist stuff up along the way, but it gives you a good solid foundation. Like, if you don't like the first episode, you're probably not gonna, you know, the rest of the series not gonna jive with you. And I agree with you. I think Wade, like, that is such a perfect character to bounce off of Knuckles. It just highlights all the things that he did so well in the movies. But then you give him, there's a you know, again, I won't give this part away, but there's like a drop of a personal moment or a personal revelation that happens really early that I went like, I it took me aback because I wasn't expecting it. And like, that actually forms the foundation for those two to really, you know, start growing as characters and their relationship and stuff. So like, there's real meat potato stuff there amongst all of the, you know, really high fun action. You're seeing some of it here. And then also just really great comedic moments. But I mean, I'm not kidding, I laughed throughout this entire series quite a bit, and not in a like, oh, that's supposed to make me laugh. Like, I genuinely laughed out loud. There's some great moments.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% with you, and I'm not gonna spoil this, and I'm gonna warn people already, there's already some spoilers out there for this, which I'm like, oh, guys, man, come on. Like, there are a couple reviewers who are like playing a little too fast and loose. The fourth episode is really when this show totally won me over, because like, episode one, real great introduction, and like two and three, I'm like, okay, what are they doing here? Like, it's funny because the show very much plays against expectations. Before this came out, I saw a couple of people online, you know, saying this just sounds like the plot of the first Sonic movie, because on the surface, it's like, okay, you have a human character. You have, you know, you have Knuckles with him. You have, you know, agents that are after them because they want to use the Quill powers, and there's a mad scientist. It all sounds like the first Sonic movie. And it kind of all, I don't want to say it goes out the window, but it's very much like, this is how we get you in the door. And actually, this is what we really want to do. And that fourth episode is mind blowing. It's, I want to compare it to like Adult Swim, but it's still like all ages friendly. Like, my jaw hit the floor like four times in that fourth episode. And it's just so wild. It's a bizarre show. And I say that in the most endearing, most, you know, loving way possible. It's bizarre. And I love that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, and I think to your, you know, we've been having this debate a lot lately because of the streaming, number of streaming projects and streaming shows, right? This whole binge versus weekly release discussion. And I think in this case, because Knuckles will release all six episode series will launch all of them at once. It's an event. That's how they're kind of tagging it. And I think that's really smart in this case, especially because I think if we were weekly releasing, you're right. I think I loved two a lot. And I think three, like, they're good episodes. Like, they're actually some really great stuff there. But I think if we were just doing like weekly episode releases on those, you might lose some people that like think it is going one way, or just like, oh, okay, like, you know, I've kind of seen this with the first Sonic or whatever. Like those, you would get like a week long stretches of those comparisons being made.
Yes.
And that discussion point. And then you would get to four, and yeah, you'd probably bring some people back in, but it's different. And with the context of having that and then where it goes from there and how things close out, I just think like it was smart. This was one that you want to have all of the context up front. And then you have people hit that episode and there's no restriction. And you can lose people when you have those restrictions, depending on how something's laid out. So I think in this case, it works to its benefit.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely. And it's funny because I'm a big advocate for the weekly releases. I like the weekly releases. Like I'm loving X-Men 97 right now. Oh, so it's you know, must see TV every week for me. But this hit a sweet spot that I haven't seen often with streaming shows, where they're all releasing at the same time, but they still feel like episodes. Like it didn't feel like a chopped up movie.
No.
And I like that. Like they felt like episodes. And, you know, it never felt like a low budget streaming Sonic movie. And I mean, I might've enjoyed this more than the first two Sonic movies. And, you know, I really enjoyed both of those.
Yeah, no, I will say I definitely actually put it right up there with those. And yes, part of it is just because it's Knuckles. But it's a credit to them. They've done such a good job of like, that character feels real. That character feels like it's so funny to see them sitting side by side in car. You get a lot of those throughout the series, but you stop really looking at him like a cartoon character that's sitting next to a human. That all gets thrown out the window. Like you really just start to understand like, oh, this is just Knuckles and Wade. And it's a credit to them and what they've been able to flesh out. I love that scene so much. the character. And so I have to say, yeah, I will hold it right there. And that does kind of lead to where I wanted to go here, because, you know, they like the first Sonic movies. They do a great job here of there are those fun Easter eggs, those homages to the games. You know, there's one prolonged sequence that is huge for that. And so, but there's a bunch. And I just always love the way of like when someone's willing to like make fun of themselves as well, and they're in on the joke. And this, the movies did a really good job of kind of capturing that tone. And we don't take it too seriously. And Knuckles does that as well. Do you think this is for, because the movies have done this really well, striking that balance of, you know, doing the fan service style stuff, but never letting it overwhelm the kind of mainstream family appeal of the movie. And here, do you think they've done that with this as well? Is this kind of towards one sector of the base or the other?
See, for me, I thought that they really restrained themselves on like the Easter egg-y type stuff, because I mean, you know, us doing what we do for a living, right. I'm watching and I'm going, okay, what's going to be in the background here? What's going to be? And there really isn't. Like there's more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles references.
I know.
Like Sonic. And you know what? That's honestly fine. Because they restrain themselves until the one episode. And you know, you touched on the scene, and we're not going to get into spoiler territory here. Because it almost feels like they held it back and they held it back and they held it back. And then it's like, here you go. And it's like, wow. So kudos to them. Like that's, to me, that's striking the right balance. That's knowing when your moment is and saving for it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And they decided to kind of, they did decide, okay, we'd rather go big and do like one major thing as opposed to like 90, you know, 90 like little things in the frame and stuff. And I personally, I actually think I prefer that, that ratio. I think I actually prefer that because I'm to the point now, maybe it's because I'm slightly, maybe it's because I'm doing this a minute, you know, I've been blessed to do this a minute, but like, I'm kind of like, you know, like 100 things you didn't see. I'm like, I don't care. I only cared about 10 of them. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I am. Like, and so I feel like I've grown to that place. And so now I'm like, I'd rather just you save it and do something just really cool. And like, man, like X-Men 97 is great about that. Right.
Yeah.
Like they do that a lot. And so I'd rather you do that than a bunch of the little stuff. So before we, you know, kind of head out here, would you want to see more series like this? And if so, who would you want to see it focus on next?
That's a tough question, honestly. I mean, listen, if they keep the quality this high, I'm in, I'm sold. Like I've loved Sonic for decades now, but I love this Sonic, yeah, especially. Like at this point, like they've won me on this Sonic and this Knuckles and this Tails and this Robotnik. So yeah, like I mean, sign me up. Like if the quality is going to be there, and they've said this, like if we have a story to tell, we're going to do more, but it's going to come down to having the story. If they have the story and they have, you know, this quality, I'm game, and I'm game for kind of whoever. God, it's a tough question. I mean, I feel like, and I mean, it's almost unfair to say this because we don't have Sonic 3 yet. I feel like Shadow is kind of like the most logical, yeah, like next spinoff. I don't want to say that before we see Keanu Reeves as Shadow. Like, I'm sure it's Keanu, like, and it's this universe. Like, I feel confident that it's going to be good. I feel like that would be the most logical next point, unless they, you know, decide to bring in some random, you know, character like Team Chaotix or something.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I mean, would I watch a Tales series? Absolutely. Do I think they have
a Tales series?
Yeah. I mean, do I think they have a Tales, you know, concept? I don't know, but I also didn't know that we were going to get this. So who knows?
True.
You know,
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Shadow is probably the most, I guess, kind of the biggest potential for one now. Like, it's kind of right there, right? Like, after he's, because that's how it worked with Knuckles. It was a perfect entry point. It was, we introduced the character, the character's part of the world, but like, you still, there's a lot of things we can round out and flesh out for the character. And Shadow will likely be the same way, right? Because it'll be sharing screen time with five other characters. So you only have so much time. I will say, I wouldn't hate I don't know if it can be a full, I mean, and by the way, these are like full episodes, like 25 minute episodes. Like, you get a lot too, you know? I will say, like, if I got like a Big the Cat series of shorts, I'm a Dreamcast defender for life. I'm a Dreamcast defender for life. Okay. I love Sonic Adventure and I love Big the Cat. I pick him in every stupid Sonic game. Any racing game, I pick Big.
You're the only Big the Cat fan on the planet. Like, people at Sega.
Love fishing with Big.
I did like fishing with him in Frontiers. I will say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we just say he has a lot of room for growth. The potential's there. Someone just has to tap into it. I think a series of shorts would be great. I also think, like, you know, other characters, right? I mean, the Sonic universe has actually grown quite a bit. I mean, the games keep kind of introducing, you know, new characters to the mix and stuff.
We just got a new last year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, there's room for growth, and but yeah, I would love a series of shorts. Look, if they can do what did you watch the Baymax shorts that
I
Disney
did? No.
Oh my god, those were like six of them.
Disney Plus, and I don't know what he says.
And they had like a whole interconnected like story. Like, it was actually like, yeah, they were shorts, but they were like an interconnected story, had like a finale to the short. Like, it was done so well. You could do something like that with Big. I don't know if he can support. Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if we can support a full, you know, 30-minute.
Yeah.
That might be six episode count. It's a lot.
I could see Big the Cat shorts. I'll grant you. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know that you could get like a 25-minute, like, six episode Big the Cat series.
I feel like I won you over, and I feel like that's a victory. I love it. So yeah, before we head out, any kind of, you know, parting thoughts, what you want people to know about the series and kind of go from there?
I would just say, you know, go in with an open mind. You know, it's like I said, man, it really threw some haymakers at me. It was funny. And it, you know, that's another thing that's kind of depressing. There's not a lot of solid comedies out there anymore, you know, the kind that I grew up with. And it really is a road trip comedy. Like it's almost like Sonic Universe Tommy Boy, you know, and you know, that's I didn't expect that, you know, but man, was I happy with it? Absolutely. So yeah, go in with an open mind and you might be surprised.
Yeah, agreed. And also, like, I think the first episode is one of those really good testing episodes of, like, put some, you know, whether it's your kids or if you got someone who's kind of like on the fence. Like, I've been trying to do that more with Ember. Like, when I watch stuff, like, obviously, like, you know, not Game of Thrones, but like when I watch stuff that's like in the ballpark, I go like, let me see, you know. And like, that's how she became an X-Men 97 fan, by the way. She watches every single episode. Now there are some that I've had to go like, yeah, I can't watch that one, we'll watch the first episode again. But like she's still become a fan through that. And I've learned that, like, this is such a great entry point for people, because, you know, Sonic and Tails are still involved. It is still a Knuckles and Wade story, but they're still involved. And so it's a great entryway. You might end up with a big Knuckles fan at the end of this. And really,
or Wade, or Wade Whipple, if you didn't already like him.
He's so, I'm like, I think Mark really touched on a thing of like, he gets so much to do in this, and it's awesome.
He steals the show.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And like real character stuff too,
yeah,
and also just the comedic timing's on point, and he had me rolling a couple of times. But yeah, some real growth stuff too, so there's a lot. I think this is a great one for the whole family, and I hope people tune in, because I'm with you. I want to see this universe grow, and I want to see us get more things like this when they have a story to tell.
Absolutely.
And it shows here. So, well, thank you guys, Fred. Thank you everyone for joining us here. Of course, this is one of our many amazing Comic Book Nation shows. We have Quick Save, the core show, on Thursday. We have Anime Initiative on Tuesday. We have, well, for me, we have Comic Book Nation's The Pull List, where we talk comics all the time. We also have our main show, where we do everything for geek culture, on Friday. So make sure to check out there. If you are a huge fan of Pokemon, Mark is also part of, you want to plug the Pokemon show?
A Wild podcast has appeared. It's a great show. Yeah. And you know, if you're a Pokemon fan, you gotta tune in, because there's just a lot of passion on that show. So
yeah, and you want to hear Mark talk about Pokemon. Come on. And then of course if you want to talk all things Marvel, Phase Zero is also on Wednesday. So I don't really feel like there's a lot that we don't have you covered on. Until next time we get to talk about Sonic. Peace. Deuces.